You're listening to KCIW 100.7 FM, broadcasting from Brookings, Oregon. Newsbreak. Curry County Commissioners Sue Gold and Christopher Pash made the extraordinary decision to censure Commissioner Court Boyce at the November 18th board meeting. The commissioners say Boyce overstepped his legal authority and that his actions have put the county at risk. Being censured is serious. It's a formal and official reprimand. And while it carries no legal penalty, censuring Boyce is the strongest possible public disapproval of his actions the board can show, short of suing him. At issue is Boyce's continued disregard of county protocol. Board Chair Pash was clearly frustrated as he read the censure and noted that this isn't the first time Commissioner Boyce has been called out for acting beyond the scope of his office during Board of Commissioner meetings. You may recall that Commissioner Boyce has also been reprimanded for other issues, among them taking county vehicles without permission and damaging them, giving special treatment to his friends and supporters, and of bullying and harassing county employees. It should be noted that Commissioner Boyce ran unopposed for his seat this past election, but since he was first elected in November of 2016, questions about his integrity have ensued. He's been accused of ethics violations by the county's own director of operations, and both citizens and the county have taken him to civil court over his behavior. But Wednesday's action by the board made it clear that the other commissioners are concerned about lawsuits that could come a result of Boyce's actions, and they don't want to pay for his mistakes. Sources tell KCIW this latest conflict between Boyce and the board boils down to an employment issue. We're told Boyce insisted the county hire his recommendation for camp host at the Boyce Cope Park, and that he interfered with the director of operations and the park's coordinator to get his way, that he made decisions which were not his to make and was threatening to county employees when confronted with his actions. Now, the censure itself, the legal document that's part of our county record, bears out what our sources say. It focuses on problems that involve the camp hosts at Boyce Cope Park, the county's director of operations, and its parks coordinator, and the censure lists how Commissioner Boyce acted outside his authority in a number of ways. By disregarding or dismissing proper county procedures, by undermining the authority of county employees in their day-to-day operations, and by trying to enforce county rules regarding day-to-day employee conduct. The censure itself contains some surprising language. It says that the Board of Commissioners reserve the right to deny Boyce legal defense. The censure also says that anyone who is subject to similar acts to the ones listed here are, quoting, put on notice that Commissioner Boyce's conduct is not an official act of Curry County, end quote. So to recap, Commissioner Court Boyce formally censured by the Curry County Board of Commissioners. For KCIW News, I'm Lori Gallo-Stoddard.